What is the remedy?
The remedy is to restore discovery to the control of judges.
Now, can this be done by court rule, or how do you proceed?
Yeah, by court rule. You simply prohibit discovery beyond a very limited amount without a court order authorizing. If you want a deposition, let the court decide whether you have sound reason for seeking to cross-examine a witness by deposition. If you want documents, why in the name of heavens do we permit document discovery to be conducted seriatim? First request for production of documents, 11th request for production of documents. Interrogatory is the same way. Why in the name of heavens don't we call and stop you? Why do we permit lawyers to continue asking questions round after round after round? Why don't we say...
You could starve the enemy into submission if you've got enough money.
And even if that isn't your objective, the burden that is imposed upon litigants is enormous.
How did... do you recall exactly what the change was and how it came about that you're referring to here?
Back in 1960, when I joined the court was considering new court rules. The 63 court rules. The rules that ultimately were adopted. And Charlie Joyner and Jason Hunnigan had prepared the amendments to the rules, and they had followed the practice in Iowa and in the federal system, which in both instances called for wide open discovery. And it was a dramatic change from the practice in which I had grown up. It was a dramatic change in the history of such matters in Michigan. As it turned out, Gene and I were the only two members of the court who really were negative about the change and who resisted and insisted upon modifying some of the proposals that Jason and Charlie Joyner had made to support. When I got to the court, Gene viewed it as a golden opportunity to stall the whole process. I viewed it as imperative that it be stalled in order to give me time to get up to speed. I wasn't going to vote on something as important as this without mastering the changes that were being proposed. And when I started in on the process, there were many things that were being proposed I disagreed with. And on some I prevailed, on others I did not. But we finally adopted the rules. My recollection is that Gene persisted in dissenting. I finally acceded on the basis that many of my proposals, many of my objections had been met by change, and in good conscience I couldn't lead them down that path and then vote against it. But I regretted it in retrospect. I should have stuck with Gene on that issue. Insisted that Michigan keep its tradition of judge-controlled discovery. The argument was that judges didn't have time any longer to maintain that kind of control over discovery. My response today would be, if they had retained those obligations to monitor discovery, explosion of litigation might not have been as severe in Michigan as it was. It has been. People are, were starting lawsuits just in fond hope that they would discover a basis for it. So now with our equivalent of Federal Rule 11, which imposes sanctions for pleading without factual support, we're trying to close the barn door. I'm not sure that's the way to do it. It would be more effective if we required factual proof of the claim in hand before the complaint is filed.
Would that have to originate in practical terms with the Supreme Court itself? No law committee or anything.
Well, a law committee charged with the obligation of proposing changes in the court rules to do it. But then I suppose a law committee could advocate that the court reconsider the discovery rules. But ultimately, the court would have to do it.
Is there much writing by people who are listening to it professionally along the line that you have just spoken?
I don't think so. I see some by judges, but nobody listens to judges except the only one who write opinions. You know, they have obvious axes to grind. People discount what judges say, particularly trial judges.
What would you say about the state of the child custody law, and have you experienced it then as it is now?
I don't know what it is now.
Well,
I really don't, you know. Well,